Iraq's oil ministry says exports of crude oil for the month of November reached an all-time high. That despite months of setbacks due to looting, sabotage, and disorganization. Nevertheless, all of this oil came from southern Iraq. In the northern half of the country, a campaign of sabotage has effectively paralyzed the oil industry. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled this week to the oil fields near Kirkuk in northern Iraq, and he filed this story.
A worker knocks the remaining plaster out of the burned, blasted ceiling of the executive dining room at Iraq's Northern Oil Company. A week and a half ago, a bomb ripped through this building at dinner time, injuring Iraqi oil workers as well as several American contractors.
That wasn't one of our proudest security moments up here. They did get a bomb near the facility. It did hurt some people, and nobody was hurt seriously, thank goodness. They're all okay now and on their way back, actually, to finish their job.
Lieutenant Colonel Matt Croak runs security for the oil industry in northern Iraq. That includes the Northern Oil Company, which was one of the first targets secured by American forces after Saddam Hussein's soldiers surrendered Kirkuk last April. Security has been tight here ever since. So Croak thinks the bombing of the dining hall was an inside job.
There's no doubt in my mind we have some bad guys living among us here, and we're really trying hard to root them out.
In fact, the oil industry in the northern half of Iraq is under siege and bordering on paralysis. Barring a few days last summer, Iraq has been unable to export any oil through its pipelines to neighboring Turkey. The reason, says Northern Oil Company director Adil Kazaz, is that this strategic pipeline is under constant attack.
It's obviously, if we export, we'll be liable to be hit. I mean, these things do happen sometime once a week, twice a week, three times a week. It all depends.
The Iraqi oil ministry is reporting an average of more than 1.5 million barrels of oil leaving from the country's southern oil fields every day. But the oil infrastructure in the center and north of the country is far more vulnerable because it runs through the so-called Sunni Triangle, where the Iraqi insurgency is most active. Again, Lieutenant Colonel Croak.
There are hundreds of miles of pipeline. A lot of it is above ground, not far from the road. So they put bombs on the pipeline. They've, just like all over the country, they fire mortars or rockets at installations, and luckily not very accurately to date. And they'll also ambush people moving. So if the oil workers, whether they're contractors or Iraqi, they've been attacked moving from site to site.
The U.S. and the Iraqi government have been negotiating with local tribal leaders to convince them to protect pipelines running through their territory. They've also contracted a South African security company with previous experience protecting oil companies in Africa and South America to organize oil security in Iraq for the next 2 years. But this still isn't enough. In several places, saboteurs have cut the vital domestic pipelines running from Kirkuk to refineries in Iraq, consequently cutting the production of gasoline and heating fuel for use by Iraqis. And saboteurs have stolen and destroyed dozens of the 1,000 tanker trucks that had been carrying in additional fuel from Turkey every day. The result? A two-week-old gasoline shortage in a country with some of the largest oil deposits in the world. Yesterday in Kirkuk, drivers in a city that is said to be floating on a sea of oil waited outside a gas station in a line that was three cars wide and nearly a mile long.
It's a problem.
By creating hardships for the Iraqi people, the insurgency is further destabilizing the American occupation. Though much of this city enthusiastically welcomed the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, the drivers here blamed America for the fuel shortages.
Yes, 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 it's the American security, no. It's security, no.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.